Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Sisel. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting 5th. The center fielder, Moose Salters. Batting 6th. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting 7th. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Fritz Ostermüller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fritz Ostermüller. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dutch Holland. Batting 8th. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Bill Sisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into right field. Holland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky juggles the ball. That's an error on Trosky. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Knickerbocker. The throw from Farrell and he is out. Werber applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into right field. Cook picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cook. Vosmak moves to third. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Trosky moves to second. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sisel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland hits a line drive towards third. Werber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fritz Ostermuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermuller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Pitlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vosmek hits a line drive towards first. Morgan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a line drive into center field. Soltis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Soltis. Trosky goes all the way around to score. Hale moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-1 in the game. Kham takes first base on ball 4. Dutch Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland is 0-for-1 in the game. Holland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Morgan moves to second. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kom fields it and throws to second for the out. Morgan moves to third. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hudlin hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 0 for 1 in the game. Ostermüller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sissel. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Hale applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vosmick moves to third. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is bouncing around. Vosmick is chasing the ball. Werber rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hale scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Com hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland is 0-for-2 in the game. Holland hits a fly ball into center field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Pitlock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Larry strikes out. One out. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 0-for-2 in the game. Ostermüller strikes out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hudlin strikes out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Werber bunts towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Werber for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Lloyd Brown now pitching. Carl Reynolds pinch hits for Dusty Cook. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Soltis goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reynolds moves to third. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlack drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Reynolds. The throw to Brown covering the plate. The slide. Reynolds is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Reynolds now playing right field. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Vosmek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Soltis throws the ball into Larry, who tags Hale trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Vosmek moves to third. Two outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kham is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Holland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 0-for-3 in the game. Ostermüller hits a line drive into right field. Holland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Sissel hits a fly ball into right field. Holland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland is 0-for-3 in the game. Holland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-3 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Seeds pinch hits for Lloyd Brown. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pitlock moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball 4. Pitlock moves to third. Seeds moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-4 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pitlock scores. Seeds scores. Knickerbocker moves to third. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Gordon Rhodes now pitching. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Vosmak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knickerbocker scores. Averill moves to second. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Herb Pennock now pitching. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trosky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Solters, who is chasing the ball. Trosky reaches third base with a triple. Averill scores. Vosmak goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.